We're in Simin Reish Nun Beis, and we will be doing Sif Hei. Umuter Liftoach Mayim Lagina. We're talking about things that one may do on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, where the Malacha is going to continue into Shabbos, though you will not be doing it. So you are allowed to open the water Lagina for a garden, Vehinim Shachim Beholchim Bechol HaShabbos. And they keep going, which means you can activate an irrigation system on Erev Shabbos, even though on Shabbos it's going to continue and irrigate. There is a famous Machlokas, the Chazon Ish and others, with regard to the practicalities of this. The Chazon Ish makes the claim that so long as the sprinkler system is on, the irrigation system is on, you have to be very careful when you're using other water that's connected to the same line. Because if, say, you turn on the water, then what that does is it minimizes the pressure. It does take away from the pressure in the irrigation system. And then when you shut the water, say you're washing, I don't know, you're washing your hands and face in your own house. You're washing dishes. When you shut the water, the pressure then goes back on. And as a result of it, the Chazon Ish claims that you're considering at that point increasing the water supply on Shabbos, which is part of the Malacha of Zoreah. Others disagree, but according to the Chazon Ish, if you're connected to an irrigation system, you cannot go and turn the water on and off throughout Shabbos. So that you'd have to make sure that your system is totally independent of the irrigation system. If you're dealing with a garden, for example, where generally speaking you're using the apartment's water supply or the house's water supply, there's a very good chance that that does affect the pressure. And according to the Chazon Ish, there's a serious shaila. The next thing you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, l'haniach kilor, and the Ramah here says, sam shel refuah shenosnim al ha'ayin, you're allowed to put some kind of potion on the eye, ovo, al ha'ayin, even though it's thick, afalpi shalso lanicho b'shabbos, even though it's also on Shabbos. The halacha is that to put one of these thick ointments on the eye on Shabbos is also because of a chash that you're going to go and smooth it down and you'll be over on the mareach. Nevertheless, on Erev Shabbos it is mutter, even though it's going to remain there throughout Shabbos. The same thing goes for applying some kind of medication to a bandage, where you can put a bandage on Erev Shabbos that is medicated, even though you wouldn't be able to put that medication onto the bandage on Shabbos itself. Next, veloses mugmer tachas hakelim, to go and burn incense under one's clothes, ve'mizgamrim me'aleim kol haShabbos. The incense is burning and putting fragrance into the clothing throughout Shabbos. This is, say, in a clothes closet. V'afilu mugmar munach b'kli. Even though the mugmar is sitting in your keli, what's the problem? So Beishamai holds that if I have something burning away in my own vessel, that's also because of shvisis kelim. Beishamai has a limud that there's a chiyuv to let your kelim rest on Shabbos. Deinod mitzuvah shvisis kelim. We don't paskin like Beishamai. We hold that there's no issur shvisis kelim. The Gemara says, according to Beishamai, how do you leave your cholent on the fire over Shabbos? And it answers that you would have to go and sell your pot to a goy, or you would have to mafker it so that not to be over on shvisis kelim. La halacha, we don't hold of shvisis kelim. Velose saorim begigis l'shrosam. You're allowed to put barley in a vat for the sake of having them soak there. That too is mutter. You can put it in on Erev Shabbos and allow it to remain there all of Shabbos. Further, v'toanim b'koris beis habad v'hagas mebod yom al zeisim v'anovim. You are allowed to go ahead and put the stones on the oil, the olives and the grapes, for pressing them out. And what they do is you put these heavy stones on them. They sit there, and with time, all of the wine and the grape juice, that is, and the olive oil comes out. So you're allowed to put it on it just before Shabbos, and the oil and the wine is going to be coming out on Shabbos. Vashem and vayayin yotze mehem mutter. Not only that, but whatever comes out of it is going to be mutter for use on Shabbos itself. Now, why is that mutter? The halacha is like this. The halacha is generally speaking that if any kind of juice came out of a fruit on Shabbos, if that fruit was the kind of fruit that one is using for the sake of its juice, not for the sake of eating it, the halacha is that the juice is usur. It's a gzera derabbanan shema yischot, that you're going to go ahead and actually extract the juice. Schita is usur, as it told of Mefarik, the malacha of Dash. Now, why over here is it mutter? So, first of all, this is talking about a case where theoretically it could have come out before Shabbos. Here we're not talking about right next, right just before Shabbos. We're talking about that you put the heavy stones on them a while before Shabbos, so theoretically it could have all come out before Shabbos. Anything that's left after that point, you've already put it, which gave it enough time to come out, anything that's left at that point, the residue, that we say only has a din of schita d'rabbanan, you would not be chayav chatas, and as a result of it, they did not make gzeira shema yischot. The Bir Halacha does speak out, though, that even though this gzeira of shema yischot is only when you come to a daraisa, that is with regard to a daraisa for the act of the schita. If we're dealing with a fruit where the schita from it is only a d'rabbanan, because that's not really what the fruit is there for, and in Hilchos Schita, the Mishnah Berurah discusses it at length. So even though there will be a d'rabbanan, the rabbanan still did not differentiate and asser the juice of it. Meaning the only time they assered it, the only time they did not asser it, is in a case where I've already squeezed out most of it and whatever's left is a d'rabbanan. But if I'm dealing with a fruit from which the schita is a d'rabbanan, the rabbanan assered it and they said that you're not to do it even under such circumstances. Further, V'chein, boser umalilo shariska nebodyom. Now, boser is unripe grapes. These are grapes that didn't fully grow and ripen. And malilos are stalks of grain where they too are not fully ripe. And what people did was they squeezed out the liquid and it would ferment very quickly and they would use it as a dip. So there are three stages in the process of extracting that liquid. The first thing they did was risuk, they used to squeeze it by hand. Then they did dicha, which is by using some kind of vessel. And the final thing is shchika, where they actually just totally ground it down to make sure that there's nothing else left in it. The Mechaber Shita is that if you did the risuk, if you did the squeezing out by hand before Shabbos, then it is mutter on Shabbos to drink the water that comes out of it. So the mashka that comes out of them is mutter. However, in the Bir Halacha, he brings down that one should be machmir according to the shita, the second shita, which is that it had to be that you not only did the risuk bayad, but you did the dicha with a keli as well, where you squeezed it out with a keli, even though you didn't do the shchika yet, which is the final pulverization of it. But you had to have done the dicha bekeli before Shabbos too. Further, umutu lase schitim letoch rechaim shalmayim samach lechashecha. You are allowed to put wheat into a water mill just before Shabbos. So this is the same kind of halacha. The water is flowing. It makes the mill turn. You put your flour in there, you put your wheat in there just before Shabbos. So throughout the whole Shabbos, your wheat is being ground into flour. Nevertheless, that is permissible. Now here, there happens to be a big machlokas, the Magen Avraham and everybody else. What is the halach if you have a flour mill that's already going? And then you go ahead and put in some grain. Is that the malach of tochein or is that something more of a grama? The Magen Avraham sheet is that it's a grama. You're only chayiv for what you actually did by hand. Here, the water or the wind is activating the mill. And you're just putting the grain there, and the grain is being ground by itself. Rov Poskim argue with the Magen Avraham, and they say that it's no different than cooking, where even though the malacha is going to take time, nevertheless, it's all attributed to me. So the halacha, on Shabbos itself, we hold that it would be an isur da'oraisa to go and put flour into the flour mill. The Magen Avraham holds that that would not be a da'oraisa. On Erev Shabbos, it is totally mutter. The Mishtabura points out that in cases where they had animal-run mills, there were mills that were ground by the, there were the mills where the grinding is being done using the energy of animals that are pushing it. Mishtabura points out there that there will be also for a different reason. There's an Isser Shvises Behemto. Your animals have to rest on Shabbos. Now, another thing, we were discussing putting the wheat inside. Mishtabura says that if you're doing it on Erev Shabbos, even to activate the mill itself is permissible just before Shabbos, even though it continues to do work on Shabbos. Hagov alo chashinon lahashmos kol, sheyomu rechaim shaploni tochnos b'Shabbos. We are not choshish for the fact that it makes noise and people will say, oh, Ploni's flour mill is working on Shabbos. V'yesh osim b'rechayim. There are those who aser in a rechayim. Why do they aser? Because of the mashmiya kol. It makes a lot of noise. And avsha milsa, this is something on a large scale. U'v'chol makom yesh lochush lahashmos kol. In all cases, you should really be choshish for Hashmos Kol. So this is halacha lemaisa. You're not allowed to do something on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have even do something before Shabbos that will have the sound of malacha going in your house on Shabbos. So that many say you should not leave the washing machine running. You shouldn't leave a dryer running because it's the sound of malacha. Now, we'll see about that just a drop later. This is the halacha that b'makom pseida, there's no iser of Hashmos Kol. Umutur lahamid kli mashkol shekon zeger me'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to wind up a clock before Shabbos. Af al pi shemasmiya kol lo dia hashols b'Shabbos. Even though every hour it makes noise. Ke'akol yodim shedarkon lahamido me'esmo. The sound of malacha means the sound that represents malacha being done now. Nobody goes and spends their whole Shabbos pulling their clock, making the clock move and then finally ring. It's obvious that people set it beforehand. As such, it is not a kol of malacha. It is the kol of something that is normally set before Shabbos. So we hold la halacha. Something that is normally put into action before Shabbos, there's no Isser of Hashmos Kol. Something that is, we are choshish for the Shita that is Aser.